Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for a Chili's Green and Gold update on the Bill Michaels Show. Brought to you by Chili's. Stop by Chili's today for the 3 for $10 deal. A starter, entree, and drink for just 10 bucks. Training camp accommodations provided by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center Green Bay. Featuring newly renovated guest rooms. Now, here's Green Bay insider Mike Clemens.
That was a lot of good work, having some empty adjustments that are quite challenging on an offense. And that's a lot of Aaron. That's the world he's lived in. And I will say it's nice to have a quarterback that has that command and that ability to be able to get you out of some bad situations. And he did a nice job today.
Those are the words of Matt LaFleur. Mike Clemens standing by, and a reminder that coming up here at on Sunday, September 1st, we will do some wonderful things, and that is raising some money for the Fisher House, Wisconsin, for military members, veterans, and their families. It's kind of a home away from home for them when they need it, when they're getting medical treatment. Please come out and join us, won't you? If you can get signed up and registered right now, if you ride a motorcycle of any type, doesn't matter what kind, come on out on Sunday, September 1st, by going to BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. And go to the events page and get pre-registered for that right now. And it's going to be a tremendous ride. The route itself is done, and it's just fantastic. I'm going to ride it again this weekend just to make sure that the roads are good again and there's no construction. But we'll keep touching base throughout. But it's going to be a really, really good one. And it's brought to you by our good friends at EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. Sean and his staff there for Wisconsin home and business owners, they can do an epoxy flooring. They can do a polyurea coating. The best part about it is, one, they're here in the state of Wisconsin. Two, they warranty this for life. And three, now, if you're going to do it in your garage or maybe a particular room in your home, they will paint the walls for free. Make that whole room look like brand new. That is from Sean and the gang over at EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com, or just call him direct, 262-443-2852, 262-443-2852. Let's go now to Green Bay. Mike Clemens standing by. Michael, how you doing? Get ready for tonight?
I am. How are you, Bill?
I'm good, buddy. I'm at the State Fair, and you don't get any better than hanging out here.
Have you had your State Fair brownie yet?
I have not had the brownie yet. That is coming this weekend, and I am saving up like I'm going to the electric chair, because you need it when you eat that thing. The sugar high and the crash after is monumental.
Yeah, I know. Well, Michael Silver is one of the best reporters in the NFL. He's been doing this a long time, and he was in town. And, you know, the NFL Network was broadcasting live from here, and I had a chance to talk to him on the sidelines, and he got to talk to Aaron Rodgers again. And, you know, the last time he was in town, he spent some time with Matt LaFleur in his office, and he talked to Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, LaFleur is just very philosophical about how he's going to try and transform this offense. Didn't really touch on Aaron Rodgers much, and Aaron was throwing out quotes like, you know, I've been doing this 11 years, and, you know, that compares to the 10 years that Matt LaFleur has just been in the NFL as a coach at some level. And, you know, I'd like to think that maybe my experience counts. Well, the fact is both these guys are getting along just fine, but publicly they're not going to endorse each other yet. They don't want to overhype the other, and they're not sure. I mean, LaFleur is not – you can't just take a good pilot and drive them to the airport and say, hey, today you're going to put on a headset and land planes in the control tower. Some training is involved. It takes a while. And when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, it's like Mike Silver said, you know, you're kind of asking Jimi Hendrix to say, hey, play more rhythm guitar, all right? You don't need to do as many solos like you've done in the past. And that's what Aaron Rodgers has done. But LaFleur talked about Rodgers this week and gave him praises that we have not heard, you know, in the 6 months he's been employed here in Green Bay. For example, there were some things that, you know, you see Rodgers throwing to Davante Adams just over and over again. Remember when somebody asked Aaron earlier in the spring, hey, Davante had over 100 catches last year. do you think, he's going to get the same amount in this new LaFleur offense? And Aaron says, I hope he gets 200 catches. And when they ran a two-minute drill the other day that was one of the best-looking drills that they've had so far in the offense, they ran about nine or seven plays, and five of the passes went to Devontae, left side, left side, left side. And then Aaron came back to the right side and threw this rainbow pass. Marquez Valdes-Scantling made a diving catch in the end zone, touchdown. So it was a beautiful setup. And we asked Matt LaFleur, is Rodgers, though, throwing too many passes just to Devontae Adams?
Especially when you get in those two-minute situations, a lot of those plays were designed for Devontae. And so I'll say this about Aaron. He's done a great job of being disciplined with the progressions. And then, he a lot of times he makes that play come to life when it's not there in rhythm, and then he creates and extends. But, obviously they got a tremendous rapport with one another, and there's a lot of trust there, and that's comforting for any quarterback.
So, Mike, when you talk about this group and the way they've kind of progressed, I got to ask you, I know Matt LaFleur has been happy about things, but one of the other things that we have discussed is obviously that relationship between Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, who has praised guys like Devontae Adams and some other receivers at times and really kind of focuses on them, has he been able to get Aaron Rodgers to spread the focus, so to speak?
To the other players? Well, yeah. It's kind of tricky because of the things that they're doing with the playbook, maybe the way they're doing the installs. They were doing a lot of red zone stuff to get started because LaFleur didn't want the players, he wanted them to get into condition. Don't run 45, 55-yard patterns on day two of training camp. That's where you start getting injuries. Run short distances. Get the ball to Jimmy Graham in the back of the end zone or try to. But I think what's been interesting is that when you're talking about Rodgers has also got his timing down with Geronimo Allison in this offense, with MVS, with Equanimeous St. Brown, who's back for a second year, and Jake Kumerow, Trevor Davis, and all these guys. LaFleur said that he thinks he's getting the ball to these other receivers within the confines of the offense.
Yeah, every day. Like you saw it at the end of that two-minute drive. I think with all those guys, the guys that he's played ball with, been out in the battle with, with Jimmy, EQ, Jake. I think all those guys he's got a good rapport with.
I like the fact that he's getting, with guys like Kumerow and such, he's been so high on them, and he's always looking for a diamond in the rough, but he's looking for a guy that's on the same page with him. So when Matt LaFleur discusses Aaron Rodgers and his ability, the big thing is we always talk about, because we had Michael Irvin on yesterday, I said, what's getting on the same page? And Michael Irvin said, it's knowing where the quarterback wants to throw and the quarterback knowing where you will be. And that's my biggest concern, because last year we saw Aaron trying to throw to open receivers rather than throwing to spots, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. The other question is this. I mean, is Matt LaFleur, is he winning this team? Is his coaching staff, are players buying in? Do they follow? And I'll tell you, there are things that I have seen in and around the facility, actually even during practice. When LaFleur calls for a huddle, a team huddle, 2 hours into a practice, these guys run, from all points of the field. They gather, they listen. I mean, he's got them. And he's not a fiery speaker, but he's very particular about certain things, and he's got a very even temperament in how he handles it. He hasn't been, yelling at people, but there's a firmness about him. So I went to the best source in the locker. Aaron Rodgers, he's a perfectionist, and it maybe wears on some people, but that's just the way this guy is wired. He's so much different than Brett, who just, let's just get it done. Let's find a way to get her done. Let's not overthink this. But Aaron Rodgers is different than Brett because Brett threw interceptions and threw away seasons sometimes. That's not going to happen on Aaron Rodgers' watch. That's why he's so careful. So I asked him, and he was very frank with me here's my question with Aaron.
Does this still seem like a whole new team, or since you've been at it since May, do you feel like you got a better fix on relationships, friendships, teammates, players?
I mean, I am, but we had a little deal where some of the rookies had to name coaches on their side of the ball yesterday in the team meeting, and both rookies were less than 50% of the coaches on their side. Yeah, so we need to definitely hone in on that a little bit better. I think that's, you know, although I am a millennial, I'm kind of an old millennial. This younger generation, John, you know what I mean? This younger generation, you know, maybe not concerned with names and stuff. They don't even have to spell anymore. I remember I was telling somebody the other day, you know, when T9 Word came out on the phone, he's like, oh, my God, like this corrects my text and tells me what to write. Yeah, these kids don't even know how to spell. We had a spelling contest actually the other day, too. But all this to say, the relationships are being formed. And, you know, being a little intentional in camp is the best way, you know, to really kind of improve that chemistry. We're staying at the dorms. Guys are hanging out at snack. Obviously, we have a bunch of downtime throughout the day. You know, this is a fun time right now. There's obviously pressure to perform and practice, especially for the young guys, but it's a fun time right now, and I enjoy this team. It's got a good young spirit about it, a hunger, and guys, I think, genuinely like each other, which isn't always the case with teams.
That's the best answer I've gotten in this locker room in months, and it's two things. Guys are looking out for each other, but at the same time, I've been on teams where they weren't this close.
Well, that's usually when you ask that question, you know, late in the season, Mike, and you say, did you feel something special then? You know what I mean?
Yep.
We'll talk about that coming back. Stay tuned. We are broadcasting live at the Goose Island Ale House out here at the Wisconsin State Fair right next to the Budweiser Pavilion. We've got more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Jake's a consistent guy that is extremely reliable. You can trust that he's going to be where he's supposed to be within the timing of the play. And then he's a big guy that can go up and make some plays.
You know what you're doing, and you're in the right spot at the right time, and you don't make repeat mental mistakes. And that is not who Jake Kumar is. He is an extremely intelligent guy who's in the right place at the right time. He makes contested catches. He makes the plays that are there, and he does it in a super classy, understated way.
Welcome back. We are glad you're on board. Those are the words of Aaron Rodgers and company. And when you start to look at this team and you look at training camp and you look at all the fun and frivolity, it is all about the work as well. And Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers praising Jake Kumar, who has put the work in and continues to do it. It continues to impress and continues to get better. And Mike Clemens joining us up in Green Bay from NFL Sirius Radio. Jake Kumar has been, Mike, a guy that I don't want to say burst onto the scene, but kind of did. I mean, you start to look at all the talent they've had and they've drafted. And then this guy that, you know, it comes out of Cincinnati and comes out of Whitewater after getting into the NFL, and all of a sudden you're saying, who is this Jake Kumar guy? And then he's getting compared to Jordy Nelson, and then Aaron Rodgers is singing his praises, and he likes his work ethic, and he's always making catches. And you're like, why can't they find a spot for this guy if he's just that damn good? You know what I mean?
And when folks watch Family Night tonight on TV, starting at 7 o'clock statewide, you know, Jake is one of those guys that, like, he looks a little shorter on the field. He seems to play a little shorter. You stand next to him, he's 6'4". I mean, he's got good height and, you know, average speed, but his technique is down so well. And one of the reasons that Rodgers talks about him so much is because of that technique and follow-through. And here's the other thing. If Aaron Rodgers tells you on the field, hey, man, you know, just before the snap, don't lift up your left arm like that because you're keying something. Oh, okay, all right. And then when they get in the film room, when they have practice in the morning, they have lunch, they talk to us, and then they do corrections, and they're in there for almost 2 hours. I mean, these meetings go on long. They're here from 7 in the morning till 8:30 at night. And Rodgers, he even talked about it. We have long meetings under the LaFleur staff. But when Nathaniel Hackett, offensive coordinator, tells you something, or your receivers coach, Elvis Whitted, who's got a checklist of things that LaFleur wants to have corrected, bring a notebook to the meetings. I mean, write this stuff down. And you've got to commit it to memory, and you've got to think through it. And so that when you line up the next time you get that rep, maybe only one or two times in a two-hour practice, that you're not going to get caught on film doing that again. And I thought this was really interesting when Kumar told me about that's just one of his secrets as to why he looks so good out there.
Watching the film definitely helps. It's also just being in your playbook, and when coach makes corrections after practice, you have to write those corrections down and transfer them over into the practice the next day. You know, if he makes a correction in practice about, you know, something small, you have to really, you know, write that down and focus on it the next day in practice to make sure you get it right. Because Aaron notices those little things, you know. Guys that do things wrong over and over again, you know, that kind of, you know, you might not get called out every time you do it wrong, but, you know, sometimes they'll notice. And if you can, you know, do things right day in and day out, he'll take a notice to it. And, you know, just about doing your job and doing it the right way.
So, Mike, I know that he's always been a big, he being Aaron Rodgers, been a big fan of Jake Kumerow. The rest of the wide receiving core, you know, look, Devontae Adams and company, they're guys that Devontae's expected to be a big key to this thing. They keep saying they wanted to get Devontae open more last year and more routes for him. There's only so many balls to go around, and if you're doing it in somewhat of a fast-oriented, sloppy-oriented offense, which has been the case somewhat so far in camp, you're not going to have a ton of success. So my question to you is this, and I know Devontae spoke of it, but what is the sloppiness right now? What are they having problems with?
Well, one of the things that was a real disappointment was that they looked like they were building for their first week and they would have three practices. And LaFleur says, you know, his studies show that it's after you have three or more practices in a row, that's when guys get stressed. That's when you start seeing strained muscles and everything. So he gave them Monday off. And we come back on Tuesday, and gray, cloudy, overcast, cool. Wasn't, you know, a really tough day weather-wise out here, like it had been in the mid-80s the week before. Aaron Rodgers actually even looked a little off on Tuesday, but everybody looked off. And that, you know, they're just sluggish, and they're not getting back to the huddle. They're not getting up to the line for the quick snap that they want to have. And I talked to some of the other receivers, like MVS and Trevor Davis, and they were defensive. Like they, I said, so what was off? Why was offense off today? We weren't. We were fine. Okay. I mean, that's not what LaFleur just said. He was pretty upset, you know, that this was a sloppy looking practice, and we're going to have guys hanging around and do conditioning if they're not going to respond. Devontae Adams, he was just the opposite. He agreed with Matt LaFleur. We did not look good this day. And listen how Devontae said, we still got a ways to go to be more consistent.
Same spot, really. I mean, we got to clean up some things. I know Matt talked about it with you guys a couple of days ago. Definitely got to knock off some of the rust and sloppiness when you're coming off of off days. You got to make sure, because it doesn't make the coach feel as great about giving you those off days when you know come in slow and, you know, mental errors, different things like that. So we just got to make sure everybody's taking care of business on off day. Come back in and just have that juice and have that energy coming back in. And it's going to happen right now because, you know, it's a new offense and coming out of the huddle, thinking about what you got a few times. But you could definitely start to see it come together and guys starting to understand, you know, what they have and think a lot less. You hear something and it's just, bam, this is my assignment. And, you know, just you got to know your job and then execute it.
So, Mike, the big question has been the Kyle Shanahan offense. I mean, I know that Aaron Rodgers wanted to see some more motion, some more movement, the possibility of more play action. I know it runs on a certain timing. I know it runs with a certain amount of options, a limited amount of options, the line of scrimmage. You know, give me what you've seen thus far, because as much as we talk about the defense, and there has to be improvement in the defense, I think we all can agree upon that, and they put a lot of effort and expense into that. But offensively speaking, give me your thoughts.
They're really strong at wide receiver. I mean, even Devontae said it too. He says, there's years past where we pretty much knew where the cut was. But when you're talking about Devontae Adams, Geronimo Allison, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Jake Kumerow, Equanimeous St. Brown, who made some big catches last year, Trevor Davis, who's making catches all over the field, that guy, you know, he's got to be considered as a kick returner and another wide receiver. And then where do you start cutting? You know, Jamon Moore? There's a kid to look for tonight, number 88, Teo Redding. He makes these ridiculous vertical jump catches every day in practice. Just amazing. And I, you know, look for him tonight. So Devontae agrees. They're really deep at wide receiver, and he wouldn't want to be the guy that's going to have to send some of these guys home. Maybe they can keep them on the practice squad. But listen to what Devontae says. Yeah, we're watching a lot of Atlanta Falcons tape from 2016 when Kyle Shanahan and quarterback's coach Matt LaFleur took those guys to the Super Bowl against the Patriots. And what Shanahan's running in San Francisco now. And he says, I think we look better than that Falcons team that went to the Super Bowl.
You can already see it. You can already see the way it's going to pan out. I mean, it's, you know, we've seen it on film with other teams, and I feel like this team has more to offer than some of the teams that he's been on that he's shown tape of. So, you know, we get our run game going, and it'll complement the pass game and vice versa.
Now, the running game is a concern right now, Bill. And, you know, the Falcons couldn't have run that Shanahan offense if you had Devonta Freedom or Tevin Coleman out, you know, at any time. But that's what you're looking at right now. Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, they're not going to be able to go tonight for family night because they're dealing with hamstring injuries. And they've got to get those guys going sometime here in the preseason. Even LaFleur said these guys are going to get some hits in. They haven't been hit in 6 months. And so Trey Carson and Corey Grant, the guy they picked up for the 27-year-old guy they picked up for the Jaguars, I mean, you know, they're just guys they picked up off the street. Dexter Williams is the third-rounder that they picked up from Notre Dame. Now, he's picked up some nice blitz blocking, but Aaron Rodgers is concerned right now about the running game when Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams are, you know, out on the beach right now.
The other question I have for you when it comes to what's going on up there in Green Bay is leading into Thursday night. And that Thursday night against the Bears, there is a lot of pressure and emphasis being put on this game. And I think we're guilty of it. It's a big one because we want to see what Matt LaFleur's new look team is going to do. But in reality, it's one game. But the biggest concern for me is, one, looking good, and two, protecting Aaron Rodgers. Because the more I sit here and break it down, we had Michael Irvin on yesterday and Stacey Dales from the NFL Network, and they both said, man, you're going to have to face this Bears defense twice, and you have got to protect the franchise. Otherwise, everything you're doing right now and building for is going to fall by the wayside. To me, if you get a win, that's great, but win and get Aaron out of this alive, because they are loaded down there in Chicago, man.
Bill, when you walk into the locker room, you know all those big posters they have of great moments in Packers history that, you know, just before you turn right and go in the door in the locker room. The newest one up there is the Packers come from behind win in the opener last year when Aaron Rodgers came back from the knee injury and beat the Bears in the best fourth quarter come from behind victory in Packers franchise history. Once again now, here they are, prime time, the whole nation watching, 100th anniversary of the NFL, Soldier Field, Bears and Packers. Bears come into this thing with, you know, just this dominating defense from last year, lowest points, biggest in turnovers. Khalil Mack is blowing up Charles Leno, their left tackle, in practice the other day, and tipping Mitch Trubisky passes and intercepting and running back. Akeem Hicks is going to blow up the line. You got Leonard Floyd. You got Eddie Jackson at safety. He had more picks last year than the entire Packers defense. And Kyle Fuller, I mean, it goes on and on. Danny Trevathan, Roquan Smith, a very speedy linebacker. The weakest guy on the Bears defense is Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. And so Vic Fangio gets that job, head coaching job now with the Broncos, and they bring in Chuck Pagano, the former Colts head coach. This guy's got 30 years defensive coaching experience. It's a brilliant hire, a guy that the Packers talk to, you know, possibly as a head coach, to get some information. And Pagano says, I've got all these guys. I just got to keep what Vic was doing, maybe change a couple of things. He said, we're so strong on the line, we can drop seven. That's the way the Giants won two Super Bowls with Eli Manning, with that kind of a setup. And listen to Chuck Pagano and his scheme he's going to have for the 2019 Bears.
I think any defensive coordinator, any defensive coach for that matter, would tell you if you can get there with four and deploy seven in coverage, that's a benefit, you know, and that's a bonus. And you don't find that at every place. We have that here. You know, you got game wreckers. You know, you got Mack and Floyd and Hicks. You got a bunch of guys. You know, on that defensive front seven. You know, whether you bring, you know, Roquan, it doesn't matter. You can create it however you want to create it. So a lot of the pressures, you know, call them simulated pressures. You know, to you and to the fans, it may look like a blitz, but you're selling it one way. Get the protection turned that way. And from a disguise standpoint, you're looking at the play clock running down. And as soon as it's under a certain, you know, amount of time and they can't change, once they've made their declaration on new mic, think it's coming here. And all of a sudden you get the rotation and it's coming here and you got the turn going this way. And you get the free runner is what we call it. And sometimes it's three guys, sometimes it's four. Now it looks like to them, and looks like to you, like, man, they're blitzing a lot, but that's the beauty of some of the stuff that we're going to implement and put to use.
So you got 4 weeks for Rodgers and LaFleur to figure this out so they don't get embarrassed by those guys on that Thursday night.
Mike, great stuff. Enjoy family night, and you and I will chat again next week for sure, and hopefully get together and maybe have a reunion with J.J. Watt as well come Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, Texans are coming to town for the joint practices, so the NFL rest, and the NFL rest, their emphasis is offensive holding. You're going to be really in the face of the offensive linemen starting Monday and Tuesday.
Looking forward to it. Mike, good stuff. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
There you go, Mike Clemens. He's brought to you by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center. Newly renovated rooms. If you're looking to go to Green Bay, that is the place to go. And also, don't forget our friends over there at Chili's. Three for right now. Three for 10. You get the drink. You get the beverage. You get the meal. And you get an appetizer. All for $10. So you, me, and everybody else, let's Chili's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.